So he copped a full shot of her firm, high tits before she flung the scrap of fabric onto the bed. Cherry nipples. Heat flooded his cock. She was singing something, her lips moving to the song, and dancing. Holy shit. He couldn't hear the words from where he stood in the shadows, just outside her ground floor bedroom window, but he definitely appreciated the way her body moved. She was a woman in every sense of the word. He didn't need much imagination to picture her moving under him. She had wide eyes, the same color as Animal's piercing blue ones, but that was the end of the resemblance. Damn. She was sexy with her petite nose and lush, soft mouth. Delicate in a ladylike way, unlike the usual club women or hanger-ons. No tattoos marked her pale skin, not even a scar or mole. She was like a long, fresh drink of milk. He bet she'd smell good, too. A thrill of need made his cock rock hard and his balls tight. Shit. He'd recently returned from a 3-month mission with his U.S. Army Ranger Corps, Special Ops team, and hadn't gotten laid in a while. He so did not need the torment of sweet young flesh. When she slid her panties down her thighs, his throat went dry, and the primal urge to fuck grew to the boiling point. She had the sweetest blonde pussy that he would love to plunder with his fingers and tongue. But no, Stacy Martin was strictly off limits. Not one blonde hair would be harmed in his quest for revenge. Besides which, Animal had told him his half-sister's mom was a New York trust fund socialite, a much different world than Troy came from, a world he had zero interest in having anything to do with, even if it just involved mindless sex, because a woman like that would always want more than just mindless sex. His cock throbbed, which was damned uncomfortable. Then Stacy dropped something and bent down to retrieve it, giving him a perfect view. He swore his balls went blue the precise moment the image of her rounded ass and lovely pussy exploded in his brain. She was so close, he could easily break the window, climb in, and snatch her right now. Fucking A. What was he thinking? He needed to get this job out of the way pronto, or he'd be dreaming about this little trust fund princess and her naked body for the foreseeable future. He'd grab her tonight, which meant he needed to go back to the club and get the SUV, supplies, and extra fuel. Animal had to be a damn moron to kidnap Lizzie and leave his own sister unguarded, especially when he'd been specifically warned off by the Slayer's president, Troy's dad, known in the club as Razor. A prospect should know better. Troy narrowed his eyes. He would get his sister back. Then he'd make sure the little shit paid dearly. And Princess Stacy was the key. Chapter 2. Stacy Martin flopped onto her bed, fluffed the pillow under her head, and frowned up at the woefully inadequate ceiling fan, lazily moving the sultry air. New Orleans was a damn sight more humid than New York, and her house was like a steam bath. Humidity was supposed to be good for the skin, but her asthma didn't like it one bit. She always had her inhaler close by. But heat and asthma Stacy could handle. Her half-brother Brian's crazy-ass behavior, she could not. She and Brian had inherited their late father's ailing auto parts store, and she needed her brother on duty. It was either that or the bank was going to foreclose on their mortgage, and they'd lose everything. She'd made a deathbed promise to her father to get the business back on track from a recent rash of bad luck. She would go to hell and back to make good on that vow. It didn't matter that her mom was wealthy. Stacy wouldn't be coming into her trust fund for 10 more years, and she didn't plan to spend them sitting on her ass begging for handouts. Business was in her DNA. She was determined to get to the bottom of the threats plaguing the small shop in Girt Town and pull it out of the red, which apparently made her a hell of a lot different from Brian. Her stomach clenched in foreboding. What the hell was going on with her brother? Their dad had passed away a week ago, but instead of taking her through their father's inventory and procedures, as Dad had begged him, Brian had chosen instead to hang out at that dropkick biker club, where he went by that ridiculous name, Animal, which left Stacy alone to do both their jobs. Well, fine. She was up for it. Monday, she was taking over the reins because Brian had gone AWOL. Time out, he'd called it. She snorted. More like an excuse to party and...